It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. Good afternoon, William Sackett. We are recording this program at 3:23 on Friday, March 13th.
But it's been a very busy day for you, Vincent.
I got to tell you, William, you look at this week. You look at this week, what we saw happen over at MGM Park on Tuesday and Wednesday, we had Mississippi State versus Texas Tech college baseball.
Huge.
Two nights. First night we drew 5,752 people. The next night in the Hancock Whitney Classic, 6,028 people. We were 48 tickets short that second night of a sellout.
Wow.
I mean, when you consider almost 12,000 people over 2 days in MGM Park, that is phenomenal. And what a signal that was sending for Shuckers Baseball, which is less than a month away right now. So then you go into Thursday, and everything started changing. From that plateau of all the excitement of what was happening at MGM Park, we're now at a point where, because of the threat of the coronavirus, Mayor Gilich, who initially said we're going to move forward with the St. Patrick's Day Parade, we're going to move forward with grilling on the green, primarily local events. Big thing that happened was you had cancellations in New Orleans, you had cancellations in Jackson, you had cancellations all around us. The people at Main Street who sponsor Grill in the Green and the people at Hibernia Marching Society who do the St. Patrick's Day Parade, the mayor checked with them earlier today to find out how things were going. They have been inundated with phone calls from people who were planning to go to, say, either New Orleans or Jackson or wherever else. When they heard Biloxi was still moving forward, they were all coming to Biloxi. What happened then was we went from having a local event of a few thousand people to it was unreally known what we would have. So based on the information, and quite frankly, that's been one of the mayor's biggest concerns about spring break. He has been advised by the police department to consider how many out-of-state guests that we attract here for spring break. The mayor's not in a position to be able to cancel or postpone spring break, but he is in a position, because it is not a city event, but he is in a position to be able to take steps to work with the organizers of Hibernia, to work with the organizers of Grilling on the Green, and say, hey, let's take a breath and let's move this. Primarily because it's just mushroomed, what we're calling it is a spike in interest. When we were meeting about this, Kay Miller, the director of Main Street, was still receiving phone calls from people who were either wanting to be a vendor because they couldn't go wherever they were planning to go, or visitors. She had a call from a party from Pennsylvania that was planning on going to New Orleans, and when they heard New Orleans canceled, they said, oh, okay, we'll go to Biloxi. Hibernia Marching Society was getting the same thing. I think it was like four or five parades that were canceled in New Orleans, all having to do with St. Patrick's Day. So we were going to see a flood of people. So what we're in right now is a very fluid situation. Cecilia, what is the basic advice that we give people on how to diminish the risk that they face from the spread of the coronavirus?
Well, everybody in the city of Biloxi is following along with the Center for Disease Control. And some of the things they are saying is, you know, of course, protect yourself. Wash your hands often with soap. It even goes on to say, and water for at least 20 seconds. When you use hand sanitizer, look for alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw that tissue away in the trash. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces with any disposable wipes. Don't forget about those telephones that everybody puts down everywhere and then up to their face. And also, if you have recently returned from a country with the ongoing corona infections, monitor your health and follow the instructions of public health officials. Now, the Center for Disease Control states that there is no recommendation at this time to wear masks. So just be cautious of all those. And as the mayor had said in a BEMA that we had put out, just use personal common sense. You know, make sure that you take care of yourself. But also think of others that are around you. You don't want to infect them. And then the ones that are the most vulnerable to this disease or this sickness.
When we have issues like this that face our city and its residents, for instance, a hurricane is a good one. People say, should I evacuate? What our role here is at City Hall is to give them the best information that we have so that they can make the best decision for themselves. Whenever we're facing the threat of a hurricane, we tell people, here's what's expected. Only you know where you live. Only you know what the history is of your street. So what we're telling people here now is to just use, echoing what Cecilia and the mayor both said, practical common sense advice. Those are the things. Be prudent. That's a key word that we always use, is be prudent in what you're doing. And there'll be a lot of second guessing whenever this is all over with, and we're hoping that it's going to be something that passes. But it is vital that we do our part, you know, as a city and as a community and as an individual. Make sure you educate your children on what is exactly happening right now.
I was just thinking about this, you know, the pro and the con and all the armchair quarterbacks in a post St. Paddy's Day situation. Imagine going down to Grilling in the Green or going to go see the St. Patrick's Day parade, and you've got 30 or 40,000 people, which we never knew were coming, suddenly show up. Sounds good, maybe positive, great press, and maybe we make some good tax revenue. And then we've got the coronavirus being shared so openly and freely. I think this was a very prudent decision on behalf of the mayor.
Well, we said on Thursday, when the mayor said that we were go right now, and he specifically said these are local events.
Local.
He said that, and then he said there are other events that I'm concerned about. He was glad to see what the Coliseum, the steps that they had taken, which a lot of them are coming from the artists themselves, KISS, the members of KISS. There's a couple other ones that said, hey, we're not going to go on tour. We don't want to subject our fans to that. And the mayor specifically mentioned spring break, that that's another one of his concerns. So you wonder, well, gee, how can you say let's go forward with Hibernia and Grilling on the Green, and then you're talking, you know, in another fashion about spring break? It all had to do with the audiences that they were expecting to draw into our city. And when he saw that new information, and we said on Thursday that if things change, the plans could change here in Biloxi. So he didn't rule out, you know, he left himself open to, if somebody comes to me and shows me something, well, he didn't have one person coming to tell him. He was consulting with Hibernia as well as Main Street, and they were both telling him the same thing. We're going to have a whole bunch of people. So those events were killed by their own success, you know. I mean, that's one way of looking at it.
Right.
So lost, and by the way, you're working on a list right now, I believe, aren't you?
A list of city facilities closing, yeah. Right now the city of Biloxi has taken some measures to close some of its high profile, I guess you could say, or popular city facilities, such as the Biloxi Auditorium, the Donald Snyder Community Center, which is used by a vast number of people from all over. And visitors will always come in traveling and stop at these facilities. So starting Monday, March the 16th, those two facilities will be closed to the public until further notice.
Which two?
The Biloxi Auditorium and the Donald Snyder Community Center.
So what we're doing is we're trying to be prudent here. Just let's hit the pause button for a minute and let's see what happens here. It's a very fluid situation. What we encourage people to do is go to our city website and sign up for BMail. It's right there. It's real simple to do. The other thing is go ahead, if you haven't done it yet, text Biloxi, B-I-L-O-X-I, to 888-777, because if there's some important information. I can't tell you, William, nobody's looking to overreact here. You know, we're not looking to play into any hysteria or anything, but what we're looking at is listening to the mayor and the guidance and the input that he is receiving. He was at a meeting this afternoon with county leaders and other city leaders. They want to make sure they have a united front on here's how we go forward. One of the biggest ways to diminish any spread of any disease is to not have large groups of people in a place. So.
Sure.
Now, one of the things that I'm worried that's going to get lost in all of this traffic about coronavirus and can I do this and can I do that, I'm going to give you something right here that you can do from right there in your home. and it is something that is vitally important to this city. Some people think voting is the most important thing you can do as a U.S. citizen. I tend to think that the most important thing you can do right now is take part in this Census 2020. Census 2020 is arriving at homes this week in Biloxi, and by March 20th, it's supposed to be in every home in Biloxi and across the country. What you're looking at is going to be a white envelope, and that envelope is going to say on the outside of it, Census 2020, and it's going to say in all caps, in English and in Spanish, it's going to say, your response is required by law. This is in the Constitution, that every 10 years we will take an accounting of the population of the United States. What do we care about that, Cecilia?
Well, that's good you say that. It is very important, because I didn't realize this until I started hearing more and more about it, about how important you being counted is. The census, what they do is they take all the data that they've collected, and then they come up with how much funding that they are going to send to local, state governments that could help with schools and nursing homes and I believe possibly even grants. So that number depends on how much money is given.
We're talking about Medicare, we're talking about Medicaid, we're talking about TANF. If you're looking at a road in your neighborhood and you say, gee, I sure wish the city would widen that road. Gee, I sure wish the city would build a new bridge over there. I wish the city would build a new school, a new fire station, a new ball field, a new parks and recreation facility. Everything that we do is predicated on that U.S. Census. That dictates... That tells the rest of the country, it tells Washington how big of a city we are. And the bigger the city you are, or the bigger the Gulf Coast you are, the more of a say you have in congressional representation. A few years ago, we lost a seat. We used to have five of them, five districts, five U.S. representatives were from Mississippi because of the census. Not necessarily that we diminished in size, but others were able to show more growth. So of those 435 members of Congress, of the U.S. House of Representatives, we lost one. And he was from Mississippi. He went to Texas or he went somewhere else. That seat was lost. So that meant when William Sackett or Vincent Creel want to call their U.S. Congressman, Stephen Palazzo, he's not just representing the area that he used to represent, he's representing a much broader area now. So it's very important. It's got school districts, it's got TANF, it's got Medicare, Medicaid, roads and bridges, fire stations, the makeup of the Biloxi City Council. All of that is right out of the census. So it's vitally important that you take, Paul Tisdale told me he did his. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. We all know that. But he's, come on, he said he was able to just knock it out in 9 minutes, right there. And the way it works is, you as the head of the household, and I'm going to leave that up to you and your husband, Danny, and to you and Mrs. Sackett, Deborah, y'all can decide who the head of the household is. But the head of the household fills out a page. And then person two, person three, it goes all the way up to six. It's vitally important that everybody fills that out. They're looking for things like your age. They're looking for things about, Paul said he was worried it was going to ask how many refrigerators and TVs he had in his house. He said it didn't get that detailed, but it was simple. Just, it's your common knowledge to be able to fill this out. Now, if you have a tax lien against you, if you're wanted by the law, whatever, the census people cannot relay that information to any other agency under the penalty of law, that they cannot do that. It's a felony if they were to release anybody's information. What they do is they do it by census tracts, by neighborhoods, and by, you know, certain areas of a community. That's how they compile this. They're not looking to see William Sackett lives at this address. What they're looking to see is somebody lives at this address, here's how old they are, here's some of their habits, things that they need to know, how many kids you got in the house. They need to know that stuff for planning. Go ahead.
Well, that was it. You covered it.
William, have we talked enough about the census? Do you think it's important?
Oh, very much so. You have to let them know what you have and where you're going. And it's all kept private. And it enables them of how to distribute the money. It lets you know how much money a particular area is going to get. So that's why you fill it out, so that your town, your city, your community can get the money.
You can't go up and say, oh, we're a city of this, because the census and the people in Washington are going to look right at it and say, well, no, according to the official documents, you are. And it's much harder, once this census is taken, it's much harder to go back and get a change made.
And it's once every 10 years. And it's once every 10 years.
So it's better to get it all done now, get it done right. Here's how simple it is. Yeah. You get that letter, you get that envelope, you open it up, and it's got a letter from the director of the census telling you how important it is. He gives you two options on how you can do it. Number one, you can fill out this form that's right here, or you can go online, and there's a little code that they give you that is tied to your address. Not necessarily tied to you, but that tells them where the census tract is. So then you do that, and you're done. It's that simple. If you got any problems with it, they've got a phone number you can call right there. And if you don't do this, what's going to happen, Cecilia? Aren't you going to...
Yeah, then they're going to have representatives that's going to go around and, as Vincent was doing, knock on the doors, you know, to encourage you to fill out these forms or to take account right there, information that they can right there. And again, this is just, they're also going to be visiting schools and nursing homes and other large group areas, schools meaning universities and stuff like that, so they can try to make sure everybody counts, because I do know some of the... gatherings that have been to, people have asked, but what about a college student? She's not living here, but she's living up in Hattiesburg. They are going to still go around and make attempts to count everyone.
That's a big bone of contention for the mayor, because he's curious to see, hey, how are we going to handle Keesler Air Force Base? Because the people on Keesler Air Force Base, if they're sleeping on that base, chances are they're using some services here in the city of Biloxi,
whether it's
a street or road or whatever. So that's about where we are. Please... look at the census, fill the census out. You can make it a family activity. You can let your son, your daughter, learn about the census, why it's so important. It goes back to the Constitution. Kept wanting to say Bill of Rights. Well, it's your right to fill out that census, and it's really your responsibility. And I think that's everything that we needed to touch today. Key word remains prudence. You know, be prudent, use common sense, and try to get the best information you can.
And just follow along on our website, biloxi.ms.us, and on Facebook for the latest information.
You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Remember, wash your hands. This is William Sackett speaking.